owning these kickoffs now, just kind of change you see from him over the offseason? Was that something you guys kind of demanded?
It's one of the things that we talked about when the season was over, was him gaining some weight and putting on some more muscle and strength on his lower body, and I think he did a good job of it. He's definitely hitting the ball a lot better. He's got, you know, looks like 5 to 6 yards more yards of leg strength. So it's paying off with the touchbacks.
Is the hang time where you want it to be too?
Yeah, he's hanging them up, you know, 4-2s and plus, and which is great. I mean, if they decide to come out with it 8 deep with the 4-2 hang time, we got a real good shot of getting down the field.
I know the answer. What's the benefit of making sure that you're kicking, getting the touchbacks as opposed to having these guys bring it out?
Because those are shots on goal. I mean, anytime a team comes out with it, there's always a chance that they can pop one. You know, if things go wrong, I mean, that's why we come out with them. We try to put pressure on the kickoff team. So kickoffs that go out of the back of the end zone, we take every one of those. We love them.
Coach, Anthony Thomas muffed punt week one. Lost a fumble in week two. I mean, what are you doing extra with him to make sure he holds on?
Last year he was solid. You know, he might have bobbled a couple, but, he came off a great year last year. And it's not a lot of things that we're going to – we talk about just securing the football and making sure he makes the catch before he takes off. He got a little excited on that one, and he saw it was a clear, wide-open deal, and he just didn't finish the catch.
I guess that's a follow-up to that, Coach. Do you feel like he tries to do too much? Or?
No, I don't. I think he just wants to, he wants to make a play. And, and if we're blocking him up and he sees that it's clear, he gets a little excited. He got excited on that one, didn't finish the catch. He knows better. He's an experienced guy now. He'll make that correction.
He didn't get to do much in preseason because he was hurt.
Right.
Or in a lot of camp. Is that maybe
It could be, but he gets a lot in practice. Even when he was hurt, he was still catching balls, before practice. And, it's just a matter of being excited. I think he'll settle down now and he'll be fine.
You got a hit with a bunch of flags.
Yeah, we did.
At the end of that golf, but late in the game, second half. Mm-hmm. You went back and looked at him. Mistakes by your guys?
Some of them were mistakes. Some of them were questionable. Some crews call, some crews don't. But the good thing that I see about it is they're aggressive penalty. The guys want to make blocks, and they're trying to go above and beyond to make the block. They just got to be a little bit smarter, at the point of attack and show that there's no hands in the back and to show that we're on the side. Some of them were rookies, and that happens sometimes. It's a learning, with the rookies, you're always going to have, a learning curve that occurs. Hopefully we make that correction.
Do you feel like that's a crew-to-crew thing? They're not calling things differently?
It's hard. It's hard to be totally consistent with those. Those are such a, guy to guy, is it from the side? Is it from the back? It's a judgment call. So those happen sometimes. We just have to make it clear that we're on the side, and we'll do a better job of it.